Ahojte.
Okay, so I'll start reading the Bible.
Takže začnem s čítaním Biblie.
1 John
1. Jánova 2:15.
And I thought I could read in Portuguese and you could read in Slovak.
Ona to prečíta v portugalčine a ja to prečítam po slovensky.
To what?
Just 15. 1 John 2:15. Não amem o mundo, nem o que nele há. Se alguém ama o mundo, o amor do Pai não está nele.
Prvá Jánova 2:15. Nemilujte svet, ani to, čo je vo svete. Ak niekto miluje svet, nie je to v ňom v lásky k Otcovi.
Well, I was born in the Christian family.
Narodil som sa v kresťanskej rodine.
My parents are first generation of Christians. They got saved when they were 14.
Moji rodičia sú prvá generácia kresťanov. Obratili sa, keď im bolo asi 14 rokov.
And in Brazil, I was called the church rat.
A v Brazílii mi hovoria, že zborový potkan.
Every possible opportunity, I'd be at church.
Každá šanca, tak ja som bola v zbore.
And I felt that my life was the church kind of.
A cítila som, že môj život bol v zbore.
So I would survive during the weekdays at school, and when it came the weekend I was like, yes, finally I can go to church and meet my friends and have fun.
Tak som cítila, že cez týždeň nejako prežívam v škole a tak, ale že keď prišiel víkend a zbor, takže yes, konečne do zboru za priateľmi, zábava.
So I would always be at any type of events and retreats and camps that my church would promote. And in one of those, I became a believer.
Takže chodil som na všetky podujatia a akcie, ktoré náš zbor robil, a na jednom z tých podujatí som sa obrátila.
In 2001 in a Word of Life camp.
Bolo to v roku 2001 v tábore Word of Life.
But ever since I became a believer, I felt that my feeling towards the church and towards my what I would call Christian life were changing.
A odkedy som sa obrátila, tak som cítila, že môj vzťah k zboru a ku kresťanskému životu sa mení.
Because while I was growing up and my friends starting to move and they don't go to church anymore, I started to change. I would like my school more than I would like the church.
Takže keď som vyrastala, tak moji kamaráti tiež vyrastali a prestávali chodiť do zhromaždenia a pomaly som mávala radšej školu ako zbor.
And I felt like, I have no reason to go to church, you know, my friends are not going. I mean, I go because my parents go, but that's it.
A hovoril som si, že na čo pôjdem do zboru, všetci moji kamaráti tam už nechodia, tak áno, chodia tam moji rodičia, pre nich možno pôjdem, ale na čo?
And I started to feel like this thing growing on me, that this idea that one day I will leave this. I can't wait to have my freedom and go to church if I want to and not go to church if I don't want to.
A v hlave mi vyrastala taká myšlienka, že jednoho dňa budem slobodná, budem sa môcť rozhodnúť, či chcem ísť do zboru alebo nie.
So I would go to church, play the nice girl, and during the week I was like, I don't need to pretend anymore, so I can just live my life.
Tak v nedeľu v zbore som sa hrala na dobré dievčatko a potom cez týždeň som sa nemusela pretvárovať, tak som si žila, ako som chcela.
And then some point I was like, you know what? It's time. It's time to do whatever I want. It was my senior year. I was like, this is party year. I decided to live for myself.
A tak v mojom maturitnom ročníku som sa rozhodla, že teraz je čas. Budem si žiť, ako chcem. Teraz by mali byť party, zábavy, tak si idem žiť.
So that was when my life was like a complete, I think it was the time I most pretend my entire life. I was completely different Friday night than I was Saturday night. Because Friday was the party day, Saturday night was church day.
A vtedy, v tom čase som sa pretvarovala najviac v celom mojom živote. Taký rozdiel, aký bol medzi piatkom večerom a sobotou večerom, bol neporovnateľný, lebo piatok večer bola party, sobotu večer bol zbor.
And during all this time, it's not that God was not poking me, but I like to think now that I kind of used God as the sink.
A celý ten čas do mňa Boh tak troška dobrdzal, ale ja rada toto prirovnávam k tomu, že som si myslela, že Boh je niečo ako umývadlo.
Yeah. I didn't think about the sink all day. I don't. I would just go there if my hands are dirty.
Ako umývadlo v tom zmysle, že ja nepremýšľam nad umývadlom celý deň. Ja idem k umývadlu iba keď si chcem umyť ruky.
So when my conscience started feeling really heavy, I was like, "Oh, okay, God, I'm sorry for this. Thank you." And I go back to do whatever I was doing.
Tak ako moje svedomie bolo naozaj zlé, tak som prišiel k Bohu a že Pane, odpusť mi toto. Ďakujem. A išiel som naspäť.
So then later 2012, there was this family situation that completely changed my life.
A potom neskôr v roku 2012 sa naskytla rodinná záležitosť, ktorá zmenila môj život.
Me and my family, we found out that my sister that by then was 14 has been cutting herself for 3 years.
Moja rodina a ja sme zistili, že moja sestra, ktorá vtedy mala 14 rokov, sa už 3 roky rezala.
And you can't stop thinking when you have someone really close to you, what is your fault in the whole situation? What part of it?
Ak máte niekoho takého blízkeho, tak si nemôžete odpustiť a premýšľate, ako to môže byť moja chyba, alebo jak som to zavinila.
And I remember my dad kept on asking my sister, "Have you invited Jesus in your heart? Have you invited Jesus in your heart?" And then my sister kept saying, "Yes, I did."
A pamätám si, ako sa náš otec pýtal mojej sestry, prijala si Ježiša do svojho srdca? Prijala si Ježiša do svojho srdca? A ona hovorila, áno, prijala.
And then my dad turned to me and he's like, "You need to help your sister to live with Christ. You need to help her."
A potom sa otec obrátil na mňa a povedal mi, "Musíš pomôcť svojej sestre, aby žila pre Pána."
And then I figured out, well, I cannot help my sister because I'm not living with Christ myself.
A ja som si uvedomil, ja nemôžem pomôcť mojej sestre, lebo ja sama nežijem pre Pána.
So in like 1 month, not even, I was broken down.
Tak prebehu jedného mesiaca som sa totálne zrútila.
I felt this, God was beginning a process in my life that is continuously working like right now of making me alike with Christ.
Boh začal vo mne proces, ktorý stále pretrváva aj práve teraz, aby som sa premenial viac a viac na Krista.
And then I was humiliated in front of my school friends, in front of my ex-boyfriend, in front of my church friends that were not really Christians.
Bola som zosmieštená pred mojou školou, pred mojim bývalým priateľom, pred mojimi neveriacimi kamarátmi.
And then suddenly I look around, there's no one.
A zrazu sa pozriem okolo a nikto pri mne nebol.
And then I had to hold on to God.
A práve vtedy som sa musela pridržiavať Boha.
And I'm so glad I did.
A som tak ráda, že som to spravila.
Because then he started to talk to me and mold my heart to be more like him, not only going to church or because of your friends at church, but because he wants your life.
Lebo vtedy sa ku mne začal prihovárať a začal meniť moje srdce. A nechodila som do zboru kvôli priateľom alebo zábave, ale kvôli nemu.
And the freedom I always thought I would have one day without God, I found in him.
A tú slobodu, čo som si myslela, že jedného dňa budem mať bez Boha, tak som našla v ňom.
And it's good to see now that God is always looking for you, for me. God is always there for me.
Je dobre vidieť, že Boh tu stále je pre mňa. Boh zo mňa nespustí oči.
And he's been blessing my life and the more I seek him, the more he shows himself.
Naozaj požehnáva môj život a čím viacej jeho hľadám, tým viacej ma požehnáva.
And it's great to know that he loves me even though I'm through pain and constant battle with my own self.
A je super vidieť, že ma miluje, aj keď stále hreším a bojujem sama so sebou, on je stále tam.
Thank you.
Ďakujem.